Well, good morning. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles and go to the 107th Psalm. I want to talk a little bit about reconciling ourselves to wholeness, to God's promises of healing, God's promises of health, God's promises of deliverance, and ultimately God's promise of wholeness. This teaching is for people who have or continue to struggle with illness, disease, or other categories of health issues, whether they be mental, physical, or even spiritual. All healing begins at the Word of God. In the 107th Psalm, verse 20 tells us, "He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." The Fenton translation translates it, "He sent His Word, and it, His Word, healed them and delivered them from their destructions." So healing has always been available, whether the need is physical, psychological, or in the mental categories, or spiritual, or any combination. It has its genesis, the healing, the deliverance, the wholeness has its genesis in the Word of God and will continue all the way to wholeness, which is the definition of the word saved, to be made whole, or salvation, to be made whole. Remember in Romans 10:10, or 10:9 and 10, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved or made whole." So we have that wonderful promise. In 1 Timothy, let's go to 1 Timothy. We'll see what God's will is for mankind. And we'll turn there. Oh boy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and in verse 4 it tells us, "Who will have all men to be saved or made whole and to come unto the knowledge of the truth," is the text, the knowledge of the truth, not a knowledge of a truth or not a truthful knowledge of something, but the knowledge of the truth. All of the words in the Word are true, to include, "By His stripes ye were healed." That is the truth. And we are made whole by applying the truth. We, and that is all of mankind, has enslaved themselves to science. And you could see it more and more as in our society, perhaps, and in our culture and in our teaching. Science talks in terms of a virtual certainty. When we speak of science, they'll say it's a virtual certainty or virtual fact. that simply means there is a 95% chance that something will occur as predicted. When they're talking about that, according to science, when they say it's a virtual certainty or it's a virtual fact, that means there's a 95% chance that it will come as predicted. Unfortunately, the majority of the people are in the 4.9.5% or more that never see these things come to pass. Or fail. When I look around at health issues, it appears there are more than 4.9%ers than the 95%ers. So much for science and scientific consensus. You know, the definition of a virtual means being such in power, force, or effect, though not actually or expressly such. Virtual certainty is, by definition, not a certainty at all. at least according to science. John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." And that is 100% certainty. Absolutely guaranteed. Look at Luke chapter 1. In the great gospel of Luke, and it's interesting to me, here's one that the scriptures call the beloved physician. And he gets to write this wonderful record. In Luke chapter 1, verse 4. Is it verse 4? Yeah. "That thou mightest know the certainty of the of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." So that's why we want instruction in words, because there's 100% certainty of it. Not a virtual certainty at all, but a complete certainty, because it is truth. I think it would be wonderful if our English classes spent as much time teaching definitions as they do theory, or at least in our English classes, teaching the definition of words as much, at least as much as they spend time diagramming a sentence. No wonder America is pressed into a political correctness, because the only thing that is correct is that it's political. That's about it. Look at Jeremiah chapter 32. Isaiah, Jeremiah. Chapter 32. And that's not what I'm looking for. Is it? No, that's not it. What is it, 37? Where it says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh."
27. Verse,
pardon?
27.
32:27. Okay, that's where I went wrong. 32:27. I'm sorry. 32:27. "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" God knows what it will take to bring all flesh into wholeness. Even animals that have never seen a doctor have gotten healed, because God is the God of all flesh. "Behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" He also knows what it will take to lead your heart, individual, your specific heart, my specific heart, our individual hearts, to the place where we can believe to manifest that wholeness. Because if believing is required for healing, then we would never get healed if our heart could not move. If our heart could never attain to the place where God wants it, that all men may be saved, made whole, then we would be lacking something to make us whole. But he gave us the truth of his word, and he looks upon the heart, and he can direct our hearts to that wholeness if we truly desire to have it. That's the simplicity. We ought to have trust and confidence in him and get over ourselves and worrying about our hearts and worrying about all these fears and all these different things, and how is this going to happen, and how am I going to get there, and all these different things. Get rid of your fears. Set them aside. He will direct thy steps if we look to him. If we trust in him with all of our hearts, he'll direct our steps. And he looks upon our hearts, and he will direct us. Even if our hearts condemn us, the scriptures tell us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. And one of the things is where our heart is and where it needs to get to. And he will work with us. He will direct us right to it. But we ought to have confidence and just be obedient to his word. So if by his stripes ye were healed, and your heart is not at that place, can he bring you and direct you to that place?
Yes.
Yes, I believe he can, if we come to the truth and just humbly accept the words that he has said. It's not something we're waiting for. It's something we need to receive because it is always ready. He sent his word and it's already present. And God is always a present now. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He's present in our time of trouble. So if you've been struggling, for instance, with sickness or illness or disease or even mental frustrations or spiritual frustrations where you've been bound up and you've been enslaved to a line of thinking, and you've been having difficulty changing your mind, he can even deliver you from that because he is so good and he is so loving. If your heart was incorrect, he can deliver you from that because God is greater than our hearts and knoweth. Just trust in him. Have confidence in him. He is a loving father unto all of us. I've shared with you about when I was a child, I had the measles, the whooping cough, and the mumps all at the same time. He loved me through it. You know, my parents loved me through it. I'm sure God Almighty loved me through it and directed me to healing and deliverance. It's something we need to receive. The only question is, are you ready to receive it now? Or are you waiting for someone to have a special revelation for you? Or are you waiting for something else? I'm waiting to feel better. Well, accept your wholeness and you will feel better. It comes after. You know, when a dog walks by, his tail comes last. But did the front of the dog pass by?
Yes.
Did his nose come? Mm-hmm. Then the dog is going to be right behind it, the rest of the dog. Let's look at this record in Acts chapter 9. It's not something you wait for. It's something we need to receive. And if we're ready to receive it, then we ought to, with confidence, accept it. And when you accept it, you act with deliverance. Mm-hmm. In Acts chapter 9, I am still flopping around on pages here. Here we go. And let's start in verse 32. I'm in the wrong page. Here we go. 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. Excuse me. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed, how long?
8 years.
8 years. And was sick of the palsy. I'm sure he was sick of it the first day. But 8 years later. 8 years he's been in this condition. Wow. And Peter, verse 34. Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Isn't that beautiful? Wow. Peter just had to make it known to him. Aeneas, Jesus Christ healed you. By his stripes you were
healed.
Aeneas, Jesus Christ healed you. He needed to state that truth. By his stripes you were healed. And then he put him to work. Make up your bed and... And he arose, how? Immediately, because he couldn't do the work until he was able to stand up. And there it was. It's that much of a simplicity. Do you want to receive it? Are you after your deliverance? Do you want to be made whole, or do you want to be partially whole? If there are things that are messing with your heart, if there are things that you're having difficulties with, regardless of whether it's evil spirits, whether it is a physical situation, whether it is a mental situation, and even if it was a figment of your imagination, it is holding you back and it has enslaved you, and God wants you to be free. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Even if it was just a figment of your imagination, he wants you free of that figment so you can move and you can be free. You can take a deep breath and walk out in the light of the day and enjoy the sunshine. He wants it for you. Do you want it? Do you want to receive it? Do you want to receive it now? That's a good question. He came to make known, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes ye were
healed.
We have come to rely on pills, we've come to rely on drugs, over-the-counter stuff, under-the-counter, with prescription, without prescriptions, and all these other things. And for a doctor to tell us that we've been healed, when the Word of God has been telling us, by his stripes ye were healed. Accept it and receive it. Peter wasn't a doctor. He was a disciple. He was a believer. Nothing wrong with doctors. There are a lot of doctors that are disciples and believers today. But they wanted it, and they wanted it now. And they wanted deliverance in every category of life to be free of the enslavement. Let's look at Acts chapter 5. Let's go back to Acts chapter 5. And we'll start in verse 14. And the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed.
Everyone.
Absolutely right. Beautiful. Every single one. My, oh my, what a wonderful record. Now, how did they get to Jerusalem? They came. They went there. Did they have revelation? On Thursday, I need to go to Jerusalem. Some may, I suppose, but they weren't sitting around waiting for revelation. They were sitting around wanting to get healed and knew they could go and get healed. Did they have revelation? Peter's shadow is going to pass over you and you'll be healed?
No.
So where'd they get that idea?
That's it.
I'm just going to go because even if his shadow passes over me, I'll get healed. I'll get delivered. I will get free of these things that have so bound up my life, that have so injured me, that have so hurt my heart and hurt other people's hearts. And I am tired of it, and I'm going because he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And I want to be delivered from my destruction, and I want to deliver my friends who've been caring for me, watching over me, and have endured the hateful things I have said to them and the hurtful things I have accused them of, because that was never my desire to do. There's something wrong with my heart. There's something wrong with my mind. There's something wrong with my life, and I want to be free. I want to be free of this sickness. I'm tired of dragging my leg around. I want to be free of this sickness. I want to be free of whatever it is. God can make your blood pressure come down. He can make your cholesterol change. God can do everything, every part, everything that has injured your body or kept you back. God is not only ready, he is willing and he puts it in a past tense. When do you want to come and receive it? When do you want it for you? Or when do you want it for someone you know and love? Or maybe somebody you hate, at least get it over with. See? They were healed. Peter wasn't walking around and saying, oh, Peter, move 3 steps to your left because the sun is you're standing by a tree and the shadow is overshadowing your shadow, and your shadow hasn't fallen on Charlie over there. You need to move over here so that your shadow can over... Because I told Charlie, if he goes to Jerusalem and he lays on this street right over at this behind the mailbox... that you'll be there and your shadow will pass over him. Come on. It's not that complicated. It is so simple. Because God is so loving. He is so kind. He is so gracious. That he is willing to heal people and deliver people. It says they were all healed. It even makes the point to say everyone.
Right.
So was somebody there that was missed?
No.
No one. Are you part of the everyone?
Yes.
Do you think everyone was so perfectly in fellowship with God and everything was going, you know, they were attending fellowship and they were all... I doubt it. But they were still healed, everyone. Why? Because they believed enough at least to get to Jerusalem. And they believed that when they got there, something was going to take place and they were going to get healed, and they did. And whether it was insomuch they brought forth the sick in the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by and some of them might overshadow them. There came also a multitude, throngs, out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Do you think that God would overlook you? This isn't Jerusalem. The shadow of Peter's not going to come. But God is still the same. He's the same God. He was the God that was there and provided for the people that day. And he's a God that will provide every day. I am the Lord. I change how often? He doesn't change. Is it available then today? Is it available right this moment for you to have that healing? For you to have that deliverance? For you to be over with these things that have tormented and hurt your life? Or made you ill at ease. That's what disease means, not at ease. This, not. Look at Psalm 84. Let's go back to Psalms. Psalm 84. And, you know, don't let my tone... cause anything, but I'm just wanting to reach to your heart. I'm just wanting to reach to your life that you see these great truths, so that you can have that truth. By his stripes you were healed, and enjoy the benefits of it. I just so want to reach everyone. You know, it's not just us here. It's everyone that hears this message that I'm sharing of God's word to people. And if the Lord tarries 100 years from now, if somebody gets the link somehow and listens to the link, I want it for them at that moment, at their time. Because I believe that all of these truths are eternal. I get excited that way. I don't know, you know, when I get determined, maybe my face looks a certain way and somebody comes up and may at work and say, are you mad about something? And I'm just, you know, that's just the way my face goes. You know, I got determined face or some maybe mad face or whatever they call that, that new phrase about your face, whatever it is. I'm just determined to finish the job. That's all it is. And I'm determined to finish this job, so to speak, that you may enjoy the benefits. My job is to open this word unto you and for you to get those things that will enrich your life. It's more than make America great again. It is allow the greatness of God's word to engulf your life so your life is great. Because you've accepted Jesus Christ, you wanted him as your Lord. And these are the benefits of having him as our Lord. And God would like every man, every woman, every child. It's not an exchange. It just happens to come with accepting Christ. It just happens to come with trusting God and trusting his word. Psalm 84, let's read verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Isn't that beautiful? Is not trusting God walking uprightly? So you do that already. He will not withhold one good thing. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. Getting way ahead of myself here. 27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Will God withhold it from you?
No.
Withhold not good to whom it is due. Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you been in that condition? How long have you been in that situation? I'd say it's due. The time is due. Today it is due. And he will not withhold one good thing from you. Look at Acts chapter 10. Starting in verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Is not healing good?
Yes.
Well, he went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Well, we certainly should not be oppressed by him, whether it is in a physical attack, whether it is in a mental attack, whether it is in a spiritual attack directly or indirectly, we should accept God's word and what Jesus Christ went about doing and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil or overpowered, for God was with him, and God is still with him, and he is with us. It is God in Christ in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and you've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then is that power still there? Is it still the good will of God to deliver us in all of those categories, to deliver those that are oppressed of the devil? You would have to say yes. You agree with this word. Have confidence that it can happen to you this day. Take it unto you and act upon it. God does deliver. It's not just the power of God's hand. It's not the power in the hand of God. Yes, and it is God's time right now. And it is always now. Receive it, take it unto you, act upon it, because he does deliver all them. Lord, we have gathered together here this morning. We have listened and heard your words of wholeness. We receive what you sent Jesus Christ for. We believe you sent your word to heal us and to deliver us from all of our destructions. We believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh to do the truth. We believe the truth of his coming, the good you sent through him. We accept healing through his stripes. We accept the present reality right now, Father. For those who hear this teaching and seek healing physically, mentally, spiritually, in any way, Father, whether it's a psychological problem, Father, now in the name of Jesus Christ, we command that their blood pressure return to the levels it's supposed to be, that is right and correct for their body, that the rashes upon their bodies be taken away, that they're gone and away from them, that, Father, the weaknesses that they feel are no longer a part of their life, for, Father, infuse them with your strength, the fatigue and the pain that they suffer through. Father, heal them and deliver them from those things. Father, every category of life, all of those terrible things where they have felt that they've been almost suffocated, laying in bed and wanting even to cry out in the name of Jesus Christ and feeling like there's a hand over their mouth or those words cannot even come forth. Father, you know their heart. You know their prayer. You know the words that went across their mind. Free them in the name of Jesus Christ. May they live your wonderful promises now. Father, the things that have brought bondage into their lives and enslavement in their lives, God, I just lift them to you. I thank you, Father, for healing and delivering every single one. Deliver them from their destructions the way that your word has told us you will do. For, Father, these are not just their enemies, it's your enemy also. And I thank you, Father, that you will deliver them, you will heal them in every category, everything that they need to be made completely whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we go forth in his wholeness and doubt not. Amen. Bless your hearts. I hope that, again, that anyone who hears these links or listens to this and hears the sound of my voice, whether I'm dead or living, the truth of it is still the same. And may they find their healing. May they find their deliverance in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.